Essay, Beijing Olympics 2008 by David Palmer. Here it is, the beginning of 2007, and the next Olympics are not in 2 years, but next year. As of writing, the countdown clock on the official website of the 2008 Olympic Games shows 561 days until the opening ceremony. The venue is Beijing, the city that won out over Osaka, Toronto, Paris, and Istanbul to host the next Summer Games, which are officially known as the Games of the 29th Olympiad. The Games will open August 8, 2008, and close August 24, 2008. This week, I'd like to take a quick look at how preparations are going, see what's new, and make a few predictions for the 2008 Summer Games. The slogan of the 2008 Beijing Olympics is One World, One Dream. This is said to reflect the Olympic spirit of unity, friendship, progress, harmony, participation, and dream. The Olympic emblem is a stylized Chinese seal with a dancing human figure in red, below which in English is Beijing 2008, and then the five-ring Olympic symbol. The mascots are the Fuwa. They wouldn't be mascots if they weren't cute, and these guys might well become the gold standard of cute, the benchmark by which all other cute things are forever judged. Their names are Bei Bei, Jing Jing, Huang Huang, Ying Ying, and Nini. They are a fish, a panda, fire, a Tibetan antelope, and a swallow. They represent the five Olympic rings, and when their names are said in order in Chinese, they form the phrase Beijing Huan Ying Ni, Beijing welcomes you. More than 10,000 athletes will participate in 28 sports at the 2008 Summer Olympics, including a couple of new sports like BMX, bicycle motocross, and women's steeplechase. These 28 sports will be played in more than 300 events. The events will be held in 37 venues in Beijing and throughout China. These include 11 new venues, 11 existing venues, 9 temporary venues, and 6 venues outside Beijing. The city of Beijing has undergone a massive building boom to accommodate the Olympics, with the government often bulldozing old neighborhoods and relocating people. In early 2007, the Chinese government pledged 12 billion won, 188 billion yen, to improve environmental conditions. They also added 1.5 million square meters of green area to the city, as well as targeting major sources of air pollution, including dust from construction sites, automobile exhaust, and coal smoke. Measures taken so far seem to be paying off, as the city met its blue sky target, 238 days of good quality air, by late December 2006. So, will the Games be a success? If preparation is any indication, they surely will. And in the process, China itself will be altered, and maybe the world's perception of China will become a bit more balanced. Will the Games be without incident? It is hard to say political activists representing issues such as Tibet and human rights will surely make their voices heard. How China deals with this will also be the focus of the world's attention. Let us hope rather that the tremendous work and energy of the Chinese nation and the Olympic spirit take the spotlight in August 2008 at the Beijing Olympics.